kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. I have to kick them out. Yes, I'm starting to sweat. You know my shirt's all wet, but I'm feeling in the sound that I'm bouncing, me bouncing, me bouncing. When you get the feeling you got, slam them all, put that mic in my hand, and let me kick out the jam. Yes, kick out the jam. I have to kick out.
Hailing from Detroit, Michigan, the one and only MC5 wrapping up that set of music, asking you to do what I just did and kick out the jams. Sadly, if you didn't realize this, the lead singer of the MC5, Rob Tyner, he actually passed away at the age of 46 of a heart attack. Yeah, that's called hard living, in my mind. Before that, from the Pawn Shop Years album, that's Buick McCain, a project featuring Alejandro Escovedo, doing a fellow Michiganders pen tune. Yeah, Iggy Pop or the Stooges actually did that originally. Loose was the name of the song that you heard Buick McCain cover. Also, some Del Fuego's in there. Went back to the Smoking in the Fields album for Breakaway from, I think, 1989 is when that one came out. Struffed the entire set with the Plimsolls, with Everyday Things. I was just talking about Peter Case. The set before that, I played some Jack Lee, and I was like, he was in a band called The Nerves with Peter Case and Paul Collins, and then look what I do. I go and I play some of Peter Case's post-Nerves project, the Plimsolls. Gets us to where we are now. We are about a minute, just a shy over a minute before the top of the hour. That gives me plenty of time to remind you that the Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling Program, which is located just 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh in Greensburg, they've actually received a grant. And this grant is helping them expand the facility so that they can process any all types of foam marked number 6. That's clean plates, that's bowls, that's clamshells, that's egg cartons, that's trays. It's that block protective packaging foam that you find when you buy like electronics or furniture. They can recycle it. The grant has actually been made possible through the Foam Recycling Coalition. You can bring your foam to the drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road in Greensburg. For more information, call them up at 724-879-4020 or visit them online at westmorelandcleanways.org. Got more music for you coming up right after this.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. People call me the Mockster because you're in the midst of what we call the Viva La Mock radio program. Yeah, that means for at least the next hour, I am taking over your airwaves right here on WRCT, playing music, music I like, hopefully music you like. If you like music, and I think you do, that's why you're listening, let me know what you want to hear. Send me a request at WRCTRequest@gmail.com. More than happy to try to get a request or two or ten programmed into a future show for you because you listen. And I thank you for listening. Believe it or not, the next band I'm ready to play for you took their name from the year Debbie Harry was born.
What? became mine. I'm living up here in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati. Gas man came, took out our electric stove. I helped him carry. He told me he had been a prize fighter once. Shuffled through and out the door. We walked back in, talked about his boy UVM. He began putting new stuff in.
Like a culture blue, I'm gonna love you too. In the days of old, I'm gonna be the one for you. I'm gonna change Madonna, change Madonna, change Madonna for you. My hat in my hand, I'll be a stable man. In the days of old, I'm gonna be the one for you. Under the bebop moon, well, I'm gonna croon. Under the sun, I'm gonna be the one for you. I'm gonna change my
1989. That's Heretics doing their version of T-Rex's Mad Donna. T-Rex originally put it out in 1973, in case you were taking notes at home. Before the Heretics, how about the Lemonheads? Yeah, I know, I pulled out the Lovey album, and I'm like, oh, I gotta play Stove. Because I told you earlier, I was cleaning out some storage I had, and I pulled out, actually, it wasn't a stove, though. It was a washer-dryer combo thing. It was all rusted out. I don't even know why I had it. It wasn't even mine. I was like, I'll just put this on the curb and see how long it lasts. And, well, it didn't last very long. Before the Lemonheads, Weston in there doing their version of the theme song to WKRP in Cincinnati. One of my all-time favorite television programs. I know, it's like, is that cliche? Is it cliche? I'm doing radio, but maybe that's what got me into radio. Venus Flytrap, Dr. Johnny Fever, Andy Travis. I know, I can go on and on. I love that program. Figs in there, the Figs. I went back to the Lo-Fi and High Society album for favorite shirt, and then I start off the entire set with a band that I told you when I started, I'm like, they took their name from the birth year of Debbie Harry of Blondie, 1945. And that's the name of the band, is 1945. It gets us to where we are now. And what I'm trying to say is it's 15 minutes past the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach. And I really appreciate when you tune in and listen and just hang out with me for a while. I do. Hey, speaking of hanging out with me, I'm going to tell you a couple stories, all right? So just, first story is my background music. Some people might say noise, but my background music for the duration of my program is The Last Days of May. Last Days of May is a project that Carl Procota, the original lead guitarist of the Dream Syndicate, did after he left the band. They've got, I think, at least 3 albums out. And that segues into me hanging out with my friends, because I, the Mocher, finally, after a year and a half, the last show I went to, a last live performance I went to, was in February of 2020. I finally made it to a show. Steve Wynn was in town. I had to go. They actually moved the show due to crowd size from the Bantha Tea Shop next door to the Irma Freeman Center. He did this wonderful acoustic show. I got to see some good friends. My rockin' attorney was there, Eric Jackson Lurie. Joe was there. Longtime listener and a good time friend. Joe runs this website that, if you haven't gone to, it's electricbananaclub.net. And it's an archive. It's an unofficial website as a tribute to the punk rock iconic club, the Electric Banana, over on Bigelow. And it's good stuff. So, Joe, I appreciate you running and having that website out there for the world to see, because it's rock and roll history. Richard, who I just met, literally jumped up on stage with Steve Wynn and got to play a song with him, which is awesome. And his friend Katie was there. Katie's a longtime listener of the Viva La Mach radio program, too. So, Katie, it was nice to meet you, and I'm so glad you came out to that show. Dream Syndicate, one of my all-time favorite bands, in case you didn't know. Steve Wynn actually started off, it was an acoustic set, started off his set with an acoustic version of the title track from their 1986 album, which happens to be this song. It's Out of the Gray here on the Viva La Mach radio show.
She wakes up all alone, remembers something about a fall from grace. Looks into the mirror, laughs and pulls her hair out of her face. The phone rings on the hook and the door pounds in for a time. Oh yeah. She tries to go back to the scene she starts to pray. Give me the light of the day out of the grave. Couldn't tell the night from day. He was always kind of loaded. No one ever understood a single word he'd say. Well, one day he got confused, went out and pawned everything he owned. And to this very day, that man still hasn't found a place he can call his home. He says, lay me down by the sand. Another state holds onto a postcard dated March 4th, 1968. And it says, man, I must have missed so much. Could you please fill me in? I say, forget all that, buddy. Let's turn back the clock. We can start again. Because somewhere the best things are blessed.
Pathetic. finally I realized it's every guy for himself.
Christabel, don't ask me if I'll ever see you again.
from the Love Too Late, the real album. That's Sorrows here on the Viva La Mach radio program with Krista Bell. Before the Sorrows track, Human Switchboard and Who's Landing in My Hangar. I'm back to 1995's Vintage Crime EP. That was an EP from Cobra Verde with Every God for Himself. A song which in radio lingo had a false ending. So think back, you're like, well, oh yeah, you think the song ended and then it comes back. Classic false ending. Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds. And I gotta tell you, I love that false ending. Before Cobra Verde, Dream Syndicate, as I mentioned. Steve Wynn in town recently. If you missed the show, man, I don't know where you were. But we'll see if we can get him back more than like the, every 8 years or whatever he seems to come through town. Title track from 1986, Out of the Gray. Now, am I the only one out there in this room, in this grouping of all of us listening? Am I the only one who can distinctly remember sometimes when he buys certain records, albums, cassettes, 8 tracks, reel-to-reels? Because I can tell you specifically when I bought that Dream Syndicate album. And I'll tell you, I bought it on cassette in Terre Haute, Indiana. In fact, I went to this little record store and I had them order it. And I was only there for like a week, so it wasn't like I lived in Terre Haute. And I'll say no offense to those of you who maybe do or have lived in Terre Haute, but a week was enough for me. Same little record store, cool little shop. I bought some bootleg REM albums too, so I don't know if I should say that out loud, so just shh, don't tell anybody, okay? It was the 80s. Oh yeah, you know what I should remind you of, though, while I'm just, let's just change the subject completely. How about that? Because Spack Brothers joined you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, well, not just the brothers, their shop, the pizza shop. Spack Brothers Pizza joined you in supporting WRCT. Now, Spack Brothers Pizza, what do they offer? They offer pizza. Yeah, it's in the name, but they also have wings and hoagies, and they specialize in vegetarian and vegan alternatives. They don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK. Online at spackbrothers.com. Again, that's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. I thought I had something more kind of profound to talk to you about, but I don't remember what it is. Oh, I was talking about that Steve Wynn show and how Richard jumped up and got to play some music with him. John got to do that too with a different song. And that was fantastic. And John talked about how he was in a band in Pittsburgh, and I don't know what band it was. So, John, if you're listening, reach out to the Mockster. I'd love to know what band you used to play in.
Try to change me.
Jazz Butcher Conspiracy with What Ya, wrapping up that set of music. Played that one for Maria years ago. She actually introduced me to that song. I don't know if she's listening. Maybe she is. Maybe she's got a radio tuned to 88.3 or WRCT.org. But thanks to her, I can play that song because she's like, this is a great song, Moxter. You should be playing that. Pulled that off the Waiting for the Love Bus album. Speaking of love, how about the House of Love with I Don't Know Why I Love You? I don't know. I can actually tell you why I love you. I love you because you listen to my radio program. The high in there as well with Box Set Go and start off the entire set with the Rosemary's title track to their Providence album. You know what? We've got less than 10 minutes before the top of the hour, which means I, the Moxter, have like limited time to get you a couple more songs. So why don't I do that? Why don't I get you at least two more songs before we get to the top of the hour? We'll keep things a little slower. The Jazz Butcher Conspiracy kind of slowed things down a little bit, so I'm okay with that. Title track from Dave Schramm's Hammer and Nails album here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Sunday the night came early again. Evening found him howling at the moon, sharing the darkness with his closest friend. Maybe they'll be asleep when the bottle ends. He can't find the words that will send these birds away. Words were once his hammer and his nails. Maybe they're the box that will carry him away. Maybe they're his heart's blood if it should fail. Sheltered by the rest, sustained by the wine or the songs he knew. Didn't know them all, but I knew a few. And he can't find the words that will send these birds away. The words were once his hammer and his nail. Carry him away. Come put a shoulder to a corner there.
We'll be right back. architect built two walls to protect. I knew he built two walls now to weather the storms in whatever form they could take and take. I knew he built two walls now to weather the storms in whatever form they could take and take. Well, holy Tuskins, well, I guess you weren't so tough then. Architect.
That's Big Wheel here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Tough Skins. Pulled that off their third and final album, Slowtown. Question to you is, did you wear Tough Skins as a kid? Did you? And if you did, were you a slim or a husky? Now, if you don't know the answer to that, then I'm going to say you didn't wear Tough Skins as a kid. Before the Big Wheel, Dave Schramm, as I mentioned, title track from his Hammer and Nails. You know, he was a member of Human Switchboard late in their career. They'd already done the recording, and he was actually an original member of Yola Tango. Played with them for a couple of years, and then he's been on and off and, you know, done some solo stuff. So, hey, guess what? We're coming up on the top of the hour, and I've got an important message to get to you right now.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hello and good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Gray Area on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Leah Minsky, and today I have kind of a jazzy, hip-hop, soul show for you, and it's definitely going to be a little bit different than last week. This show is kind of all about changing genres and pretty much just playing the music that I like, and yeah, I hope you all enjoy. Thanks so much for listening.